This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On July 1st, the Chinese Communist Party will celebrate a century of existence. In anticipation of the milestone, religious groups, including churches affiliated with the government, are using various venues to exalt the alleged greatness of the Chinese Communist Party, reports International Christian Concern. Liu Wanlong, the vice president of the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association, wrote that, quote, "God has chosen the Chinese Communist Party," end quote, in a congratulatory note. Liu then endorsed church people to, quote, "listen and follow," end quote, the party led by Xi Jinping. The increased blurry line between Chinese Communist Party's propaganda and the official church in China is alarming, especially as the party seeks to continue its reign in a manner similar to that of North Korea. Exodus 20 verses 2 and 3 says, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." Appearing on CBS's This Morning last week with Tony DeCoppel, Andy Slavitt, a former senior COVID advisor for the Biden administration, first blamed the Trump administration, then all Americans in general, for not sacrificing enough.
How much of this pandemic was preventable and how?
If we're honest, there are two other types of mistakes that caused a lot of loss of life. One were just plainly political leadership mistakes. We denied the virus for too long out of the Trump White House. But I'd also think we all need to look at one another and ask ourselves, what do we need to do better next time? And in many respects, being able to sacrifice a little bit for one another to get through this and to save more lives is going to be essential. And that's something that I think we could all have done a little bit better on.
Conservative radio talk show host Glenn Beck was fit to be tied.
Right. We could have sacrificed a little bit more. The sacrifice of 40% of all businesses now being closed, permanently out of business, only 40%. But I don't know if that sacrifice was good enough. Or the fact that teen suicide now is up at 31%. I think a few more of us could have sacrificed our children. Throw it up on the altar of Anthony Fauci. I think we could have done it, right? Who do you think you are telling us that we should sacrifice more?
Beck also rejected the notion that President Trump did not move quickly enough in response to COVID.
Everybody on the left, the media and everything, Donald Trump was a little slow. Really? Was he? Because when he shut down Europe, when he shut down travel from China, you all bellyached and said, "What a racist. Don't start with me. Some of us have memories."
Last Friday at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas lambasted the critical race theory, calling it an evil concept derived from Marxism, reports TheBlaze.com.
Karl Marx viewed the entire world as a conflict between classes, between the owners of capital and the working man and women, the proletariat, a fundamental battle in society. Critical race theory takes that same Marxist concept, except it replaces class with race. And it says all of America and all of the world is a battle between the races. Critical race theory says every white person is a racist. Critical race theory says America is fundamentally racist and irredeemably racist. Critical race theory seeks to turn us against each other, and if someone has a different color skin, seeks to make us hate that person. And let me tell you right now, critical race theory is bigoted, it is a lie, and it is every bit as racist as the Klansmen in white sheets. As a Christian and as an American, I love my brothers and sister, whatever skin color you are, whatever ethnicity you are, whatever faith you are, whatever creed you are. We are commanded to love, period, the end.
A Christian board member in Sagertown, Pennsylvania, is under fire for objecting to a pro-LHBT Pride Month book display targeting children in a local school library, which in at least one instance promotes what one member calls, quote, "nothing less than porn for youngsters," end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. On May 26th, David Valesky, a Pencrest School District board member, shared a photo of the display saying, quote, "Besides the point of being totally evil, this is not what we need to be teaching kids. They are not at school to be brainwashed into thinking homosexuality is okay. It's actually being promoted to the point where it's even cool," end quote. Fellow board member Jeff Brooks took issue with Valesky's comments, saying, quote, "Being gay is not new. People have always been gay. It's not a movement. It's not a fad. We've always had books in the library about gay people," end quote. School board director Jennifer Davis told the local paper, quote, "Mr. Valesky's comment was inappropriate and unprofessional. I believe that we, as school board directors, have a responsibility to make decisions for the community as a whole. We are a public school and need to provide resources and support for all of our youth," end quote. To his credit, Valesky did not waver when the paper asked for a comment. He said, quote, "I make no apology for what I posted on social media. I am a Christian. I believe homosexuality is wrong in the sight of God. I do not hate gays. I never indicated that in any way. I do not believe homosexual books or clubs have any place in our schools. If they want to have a club outside of school, that's up to them. But to push this agenda to our children in a public school is not the place or purpose of public education," end quote. You can send an encouraging email to David Valesky and polite emails of objection to Jeff Brooks and Jennifer Davis through email addresses listed in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Romans 1 verses 26 and 27 declares, "God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error." Lane and Catherine Mitzelfeld in Dallas, Texas, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, "We've been listening to Generations Radio and The World View for several years now. Neither my wife nor I grew up in families that were centered on Christ or the Bible. Listening to The World View each morning helps us examine our own views to make sure they align with God's Word. It is so encouraging to know that there are other like-minded families out there, even though we may be spread out. We are very grateful to you and the entire Generations Radio team for helping us to continue drawing nigh to God and keeping our focus on Christ," end quote. To help keep The World View on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th, toward our goal of raising $16,250 by midnight last Friday. Another set of 30 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Agnes in Newburgh, New York, and Jenna in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, both of whom gave $10. Robin in Concord, North Carolina, Jenna in Madison, Alabama, and Jenny in Florence, Kentucky, each of whom gave $25, as well as Thomas in Amesbury, Massachusetts, and Monique in Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, Canada, both of whom gave $50. We appreciate Sarah in Lomax, Illinois, Jeremy in Swansea, England, Jessica in Lathrop, California, Molly in Bartow, Florida, and George in Leesburg, Virginia, each of whom gave $100, as well as Aaron in Angola, Indiana, who pledged $10 monthly for a gift of $120. We're grateful to God for Ashley in Lenore, North Carolina, who gave $150, as well as Lowell in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Braden in Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada, Eric in Burnett, Texas, and Alicia in Paris, Texas, each of whom gave $200. Special thanks to Stephanie in Maricopa, Arizona, who gave $205, Catherine in Dallas, Texas, who pledged $20 a month for a gift of $240, Tammy in Dry Ridge, Kentucky, who gave $250, as well as Cindy in Cypress, Texas, Ken in Carthage, North Carolina, and Krishanda in Camden, South Carolina, each of whom pledged $25 per month for a gift of $300. And we're humbled by the generosity of Timothy in Shelbyville, Indiana, who gave $400, an anonymous donor in Brentwood, Tennessee, who gave $900, Joshua in Troy, Alabama, and Tatum in Lee's Summit, Missouri, both of whom gave $1,000, Joseph in Oak Harbor, Washington, who pledged $100 monthly for a gift of $1,200, and Todd in Jerseyville, Illinois, who gave $1,500. Those 30 new donors gave $9,360. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $21,103. That means we exceeded last Friday's goal by $4,853. In order to hit the $32,500 goal by this Friday, June 25th, we need to raise $11,397. That means I need to find 20 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 10 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. In fact, thanks to a generous listener in Minnesota who contacted me, he and his wife will match, dollar for dollar, the next 10 new donors who pledge $50 per month for 12 months. Once I confirm with them the 10th new donor has given, they will initiate their $500 per month pledge. Praise God for motivation. Just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give. Select the dollar amount you'd like to give, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, June 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.